They're at the 30-metre line. Cronk it is that puts it over towards Mansour. Oh, he's lost it. And there's a chance for Queensland. More than that, Darius Boyd scores his 17th Origin try. He puts the Queenslanders in front. It's 14-12.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, he's played 26 times for his state. A passionate campaigner, as is every individual playing for their state in this Origin series. They're at Sanctuary Cove up there on the coast. Darius Boyd, good morning.
Good morning, how are you going?
Good, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, no, it's been really good preparation so far and a couple more days to go still.
Darius, with Jonathan Thurston pulling out, did you think he'd play when he first came into camp, or was he never a hope?
Yeah, I wasn't too sure. I think the first or second night I kind of asked him. He said, "Oh no, I'm hoping to play." I was a bit taken back. I was a bit shocked, but I'm excited for Milf too. I think Milf deserves his opportunity and to have the quality of player he's got around here. I think Milf will be the word good for Milf's confidence.
I guess you remember back to your Origin debut. Are there any words of wisdom you can give Anthony Milford to maybe help him through? Because it is a different level, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. But I think he just needs to head down, bum up and knuckle down and just do what he does at club footy. He's been picked for a reason, and that's to do what he does there. And if he does that in the Origin arena with the guys he has around him, I'm sure he'll do a great job.
Darius, we talk often about this unique environment that is the Queensland camp and how you can grow an extra leg and guys with inexperience can play out of their skin. But replacing Jonathan Thurston is a hell of a task, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you replace him. I just think with the way Milf plays, we need to play to his strengths, which are different to JT's. But
yeah,
Milf has some pretty good strengths of his own. So we need to focus on a few of his and really get him in the game and get him playing his style of footy.
No doubt about that. Darius, can you give our listeners and viewers a little bit of a insight into how your game changes between when Thurston plays and, say, when you play at a club level now with Anthony Milford? Is there much of a difference?
No, there's not a lot of difference. I mean, a lot of the same plays and things like that, but more probably just the calmness of not just JT, but Cooper and Smithy as well in that key positions, I guess, and the way they really lead the team around the park, I suppose. At club level, I probably do a bit more of that stuff, but when you come into these camps, play with those quality players, you just sit back and do your job and they run the show, really.
And mate, Billy Slater not being there, I think it surprised all of us. His form has been red hot, but he's not there. Another big name player.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock, I guess, but I mean, saying that, it's a decision that the selectors made, and I'm the one that's probably benefited from that. It's my job now to go out and show them why they picked me and perform well and do the job.
Did you think you'd be the fullback, and have you heard from Billy?
Yeah, no, I wasn't too sure about, like I said, the option of what I was fullback or wing or be in the team at all. Kevy kind of spoke to me a few times throughout the process and said he hadn't made a decision and it was a really tough decision for him to make. And when I got the call, obviously, I was very happy to be the fullback, but I was a bit disappointed because Bill is a great mate and he has been playing well and definitely wouldn't have looked out of place being back in the side, that's for sure.
Yeah, have you heard from him? Has he said good luck or has he said break a leg?
I haven't spoken to Bill yet, but I'm sure I'll get that chance, whether it's before the game or after. But that's, I suppose, a part of the Queensland way in a way that. If I missed out, or if I played wing, I still would have been more than happy for Bill as well. So it goes both ways. That's a bit of the culture we have, I guess.
And Darius, what do you make of this New South Wales team?
Yeah, I think it's a really good side. I think it's one of their better sides they've picked. Not that they do pick any bad sides, but I just think they've got some really good, big, strong backs and they've got a huge forward pack as well. So we've definitely got our work cut out for us.
And mate, Paul Gallen joined us on a Tuesday morning. I know he's public enemy number one in Queensland, but he said it's an end of an era for Queensland. I mean, they're fighting words, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's the end of every year, apparently.
It's true.
Saying that, we do have a job at hand, and we know it's tough every year, and it never gets easier. And we get written off every year. We're too old, or guys are out of form. But we knuckle down here, train hard, and if we play the way we know we can play, I'm sure we'll do a good job and get the result.
And just on Kevy Walters, mate, he's a regular every week on our show, and we just We love our chats. He's a very honest campaigner. He's how do you find him as coach?
Yeah, he's been great, Kevy. He's very passionate, as you can tell when you see him.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the media or just in behind closed doors talking to the group about what it means to play for Queensland and how we want to get the result and how we want to play and things like that. And I think that passion spreads out to the playing group and the staff. We all just feel it. We want to do a good job for the state and our fans and family, and it's just a good time to be involved with the Queensland group and have Kevy as a coach.
And Darius, you know, on a weekly basis, you're with Anthony Milford, and they hype it up for Origin. How will he cope with the amount of traffic that'll be coming his way? I mean, that happens on a weekly basis in the NRL as well to the smaller men within the side, but it'll be ramped up on Wednesday night.
Yeah, no, it will. But I think, like I said before, having the quality of player around you, everything, it really makes you lift as a player. And guys like Will Chambers outside him, he's a great talker in the centres. Something he probably doesn't have at club level. It really can help him out. And another guy, Papali, inside him, or when Sam Saturday comes on, guys like that can really just talk to him. And people he's played before, they're common around him, and they know how to work together, I guess, as well.
And do you think it's a disadvantage? New South Wales are not going to have a training run at Suncorp beforehand. I mean, I don't know whether you've ever done that before. It sounds a bit strange.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but I suppose that's up to them. That's what they want to do. And I suppose you want to feel comfortable in your environment as much as possible. So I suppose they don't want to come up here too early. And that's their choice, I guess.
How will the baby Broncos go, mate, against the Warriors?
I'm excited to see, actually. I think it's a great side. I think comparing to last year, we've got a lot more depth in the group, a lot more guys that have played some quality football and played a lot of NRL and experience there. So I'm excited. I think we can really get the job done.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not bad when you're missing all those players. You slot a bloke like Benji Marshall in.
Yeah, no, definitely. And Cody Nikarima is still there playing great footy. Ben Hunt's just come back. He's still got David Mead, Jordan Kahu, rep players. James Roberts is unlucky to miss out for the Blues. So Adam Blair's played for 40 tests. So we've got plenty of guys there that can definitely get that job done. I'm really confident in what we can do.
Darius, we thank you for your time, mate. Obviously, you're the enemy down here, but we can't wait for next Wednesday, mate. Play well.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Darius Boyd.